Johnson. It is with heavy hearts that we announce the passing of Frederick James Johnson on Tuesday, November 19, 2024. Fred was born on July 12, 1941, in Findlater, Saskatchewan, where he worked the farm until finally fulfilling his dream of owning a bar and moved to Grayson, SK. He later retired to Craik, SK, and then eventually made his way to Moose Jaw, SK. Through the many years, Fred embraced his family and made many friends. He braved cold nights coaching hockey, prepping the team for sports days in the local communities, and ripping up the dance floor of many cabarets. There was always a pot of coffee on with a game of cards that would often lead into late evenings. There were moments of advice guiding you through tough times, and even a baby calf or two that would make it in the house to nurse it from the cold. His Christmas sound and light display was sure to turn a few heads, and you would see him out climbing ladders, making all the magic of the season happen. Fred's love of the farm was a carried-on tradition from his father, to him, then to his son, though he did mention from time to time that he should have been a lawyer. On November 19, 2024, at the age of 83 years, Fred started another journey and closed his eyes to finally rest. He was predeceased by his parents, James and Sophia, and his first love, Phyllis. Life blessed Fred with all the gifts time could offer, as he started to build the family farm, a place of which he was proud. Fred is survived by his second love and wife, Darlene, a woman who stood by his side and kept her promise of till death do us part, and a woman that helped him become someone unique, his children, Debbie, Kenneth, Gordon, Bobby, and Christine, whom he guided without fail and gave us a hope for all our dreams, his grandchildren, Kevin, Kelsey, Brianna, Desmond, Justice, Alyssa, Jason, Riley, and Braden, all of which were the pride of his heart, and he was just as much of a kid as they were, always willing to try most things they did, and his great-grandchildren, Dominic, Katie Lynn, Jackson, and Legacy. Fred had a special bond with his sisters, Phyllis and Donna, who referred to him at times as their sonny. Fred will forever be remembered as a loving husband, father, grandpa, great-grandpa, brother, uncle, cousin, brother-in-law, and friend. We all have so many fond memories of Fred, and he will truly be missed. We would like to thank the doctors and nurses on the both the medicine and ICU wards at the Dr. F. H. Wigmore Regional Hospital for the amazing care Fred received during his time there. The family will be holding a celebration of life in memory and love of Fred in the spring. Rest easy, Grandpa Fred, we love you. Arrangements are entrusted to Moose Jaw Funeral Home, 268 Mulberry Lane. Andrew Pratt, Funeral Director, 306-693-4550, www.moosejawfuneralhome.com.